Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Friday edition. We made it all the way to the weekend, TGIF. I am here in the Shaw with you, Fancy Brian. I feel quite special being here. And I see, can people hear me now? Great. And I see Evan there in the world headquarters in Madison, lightly screening your phone calls, 844-967-2789. So we're doing the TGIF. And if you hadn't noticed, also here in the Shaw, each Friday night, we're doing the Friday Night Live. So Rocker and the Connor and the team, they're going to be doing it live from the streets, downtown Waukesha, starting at 6 o'clock. But in the interim, let's do a little politic and let's air some grievances up around here. And the start point, Fancy Brian, first and foremost, I'm so freaking selfish. I don't know if I've ever allowed... Do you have a grievance from the top? I don't know if I've ever allowed you to lead the grievances.
No, I'm good, man. Right now, I'm pretty good. I'm recovering from the show before, and I'm good. Other than when this wonderful orange soda making me a little warm.
Is it Fanta?
I believe it's the Sunkist.
The Sunkist. Okay, that's one of your finer orange flavors.
All right, you got me there. I now have a grievance.
What's that?
There's not enough Faygo in this part of the state.
Come on, man. More Faygo.
We need more Faygo.
Fancy Brian, here's what I would say. Remember when all the Ron Johnsons of the world talked about the Capitol insurrectionist? It's like tourists, just friendly, fun-loving people come together for, warm, happy, common good. And we have seen some differing politifacts. We've seen some differing accounts. Oh, there were no armed people in the audience. There were no armed insurrectionists.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
Yeah, that's what we've heard guys like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson say. But, one guy today had to make some statements, or he made some statements. In fact, he was charged. U.S. Capitol rioter who carried a weapon loaded with hollow point bullets pled guilty today. So I guess he's pleading guilty to the charges. Guilty. Here's the more troubling part to my interpretation, Fancy Brian. A January 6, 2021, CNN, my source, the gentleman, air quotes, named Mark Mazza, M-A-Z-Z-A. The January 6, 2021 writer pled guilty Friday to carrying a loaded firearm on U.S. Capitol grounds and assaulting police officers with one of their own batons during the insurrection. Mark Mazza, who told federal investigators he regretted not seeing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the riot and that he would be here for another reason.
Great.
Presumably murder, right? I mean, when the guy's calling it out on himself, when he's telling the FBI, hey, man, if I'd have seen Nancy, you'd be arresting me for a different reason. I took that as a implicated threat. An implied threat. If he had. Now, Mazza faces a maximum of 20 years for assaulting the officers with a dangerous weapon. Maybe they should throw a few more charges at this guy. According to the plea agreement, Mazza, 57, carried a revolver loaded with shotgun and hollow point rounds in a holster under his shirt during the Stop the Steal rally on the Capitol grounds that day. Republican lawmakers and conservative allies have often falsely claimed that no weapons were brought to the Capitol to argue the attack was not the violent insurrection that it was. as it lost the weapon on Capitol grounds sometime before walking to the Lower West Terrace Tunnel, where rioters were battling police officers, according to the plea. So he brought a weapon with hollow point bullets, and he promptly dropped the weapon in the mob. You know, so not a secured firearm, apparently. Inside the tunnel, Mazza held open a door against police officers as other rioters using flagpoles, batons, sticks, and stolen law enforcement shields as weapons to strike at hit and try to force their way through the police line, the plea agreement states. So this is what he's confessed to. This is part of the plea agreement. He then stole a police officer's baton and used it against the officers guarding the tunnel entrance. Mazza originally denied assaulting officers, even saying he assisted them out of the building. Come here. Let me help you out with my baton as I whack you upside the head. Despite video footage of him swinging a baton in a battle with police, he drove home to Indiana after the riot with the stolen baton in his possession. Possession's 9/10 of the law, right, Fancy Brian? You know, if I had a murder weapon, I might throw it in the ocean. I know, you know, driving back to Indiana, he may not cross an ocean, but he probably crossed a few rivers.
Well, that's if you assume that what you did was wrong.
Mazza was recorded in multiple videos saying, "We own this house." So I'm not sure that he's, you know, feeling particularly guilty, let's just say. Although he did plead to the charges. Federal investigators found Mazza after he falsely reported the weapon he brought to the riot was stolen on January 8th, 2021. Now, you know, the other day I told this story. I went on Fox News, I got myself all fired up, and I forgot my wallet. And it wasn't, you know, an hour or two later when I, you know, wanted to stop somewhere, get something, said, "Oh, where's my wallet? Oh, I've lost my wallet." But I didn't call the cops and say I lost my wallet 2 days later. If you lose your gun at the mob riot, at the insurrection, you know, do you really call it in stolen, period? Or do you just call it a day? So I wonder how the cops got this guy's name. Do you think maybe by calling in the lost weapon, he put himself, you know, in the police, what do they call it, in the sights?
Again, he's thinking that he is exercising his constitutional right to the Second Amendment at that time. So he's probably saying, "They better give me my gun back."
Well, let me clarify the point. That is how they found him. Federal investigators found Mazza after he falsely reported the weapon he'd brought to the riot was stolen on January 2021. Not a clever guy, this one. Claiming it was taken from his car at an Ohio casino. He later told investigators he fabricated the claim because he feared members of Antifa might find the gun and his name was all over it. What, he drew his name on the gun? Do people do that? Do they, you know, tattoo their guns?
I wouldn't be surprised if he got like a mini bumper sticker or a bunch of them to put on his gun.
You know, we've got mini stickers from the Shaw. You can get them at Friday Night Live. You can put them on your radio. We're giving away radios. Just, you know, give us some way to contact you if you win, and you can register for a radio, and the radio is going to have our name all over it. We're going to have the Shaw sticker. But do you get like the, you know, the things at home? My mom had them when I was a kid. You print out the individual letters. It's like pa-chunk, pa-chunk, pa-chunk. You know, you could spell stuff out, and you put the strips. You cut the strip. You put it on, you know, this is my bike, Rudy's bike, or whatever. Oh, you got one. What's that thing called? You got? Oh,
I have a label maker.
That is a
we
modern.
Have, I'm sorry. We have a label maker. Oh. Wonderful Brady label maker.
Would you call it our time, Mr. Hand?
Either way, I complain a lot about the time that I worked at the grocery store and things like that. One of my favorite times was just doing all the labels. In the morning, you get the new labels. You get to go put out the. I don't know why.
Like the prices? Like,
yeah, it really,
69 cents for bananas? So.
Yeah, but if it went up to like 65 cents, I would be the. Like. For the liquor department, I get them new labels every day. You know, they change prices and stuff. I would love to go and change those things. It's a function of it that really worked for me. Anyway, now, I'm into the label maker.
If you had a handgun with hollow point bullets and you were illegally participating in an insurrection, let's just say, at the U.S. Capitol, and you took the same aforementioned weapon with you, Would you want to make sure you had your label maker? If you would, you have Maz's revolver on there, Maz's gun, Maz's replacement penis, any of those sort of things?
I would think that he'd at least, you know, carve it into there, or like maybe get a wood handle or wood stock that he just carved it into. What kind of a gun is this? Is it a revolver? A
revolver.
Okay.
Apparently, revolver. They did say that. Revolver with hollow point bullets. Republican lawmakers and conservatives have falsely claimed that no weapons were brought to the Capitol. I think I'm being redundant, but Maza did bring a weapon to the Capitol, and of course, he was worried, you know, if he didn't call it in falsely, if he didn't make a false claim to the FBI, well, the Antifa would find his weapon. Because even though he was there, he was buying into the further conspiracy. It wasn't actually him that was the insurrectionist. It was some freaking Antifa. And they were going to find his gun with his label maker, Maz's, you know, replacement penis on there.
Well, he was being being swept away with all the Antifa people. He couldn't possibly have left them, possibly leave the gun for them.
And therefore, the false claim to the FBI is the reason he was picked up and charged with charges that subsequently could lead to sentencing of up to 20 years. And he also said to those very same federal investigators, if I'd have just bumped into Nancy Pelosi, I'd have presumably shot her ass. You know, not the smartest of criminals. You know, he was wearing like a...
I have a feeling she would have just looked at him and gone boo, and he would have screamed and run away.
You know, this man, he's sort of a thick dude. You know, we're both thick guys, but...
He would have wiled away. A
little
not
thicker
run.
Than I, maybe a little less thick than you. You're a bigger man than I. Some glasses, you know, a little bit of facial hair, kind of graying, 57, 58. And then
was he a white dude?
Oh, shocker.
I just need to check. I wasn't sure.
He was a white guy. And, you know, he was a MAGA. How do you know this? Sleeveless American flag wife beater style t-shirt.
He could be a St. Louis Cardinals fan. You never know.
Come on. That's not go Cardinals. That's go shoot Nancy Pelosi.
There's a Venn diagram there, buddy.
Yeah. And it's Cardinals fans, insurrectionists, and those with replacement penis label maker guns.
You pretty know, much.
It's Friday. We air the grievances. I led with mine. You can lead with yours at 844-967-2789. More devils. We'll be right back.
Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or woman. Put your name on it.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
We've included a Venn